Hi, and welcome back to the show. In this next segment, I'll be talking to our science reporter, Jessica Hunt, who attended last week's Crazy Science Award ceremony. So, Jessica, why don't you start by telling us what it's all about?
Yes, well, as you know, scientists all over the world carry out research and do experiments based on their theories. Later, they analyse the results and then draw conclusions based on facts and figures, and hopefully come up with solutions to some of the world's problems. Over the years, scientific research has led to some incredible discoveries, developments and inventions in areas such as medicine, climate and astronomy. However, sometimes scientists do some very unusual research, and this is what the Crazy Science Prize is all about. Awarding prizes for the world's craziest scientific investigation.
Okay, so why don't you tell us about some of the nominations and winners?
Well, the chemistry prize went to Eiko Emoto of Japan and her team of researchers. They were looking at the use of mustard as a means of waking people up.
Mustard, as in the sauce we put on our hot dogs.
That's it. Anyway, as part of this, she compared 6 types of mustard and worked out the exact amount of mustard in the air that's required to cause a reaction and wake a sleeping person. This was tested out in a study involving 12 participants.
Incredible. Anything else?
The biology prize went to Professor Beth Mayer and her team at the University of Stanton in the north of England. They looked at the time it took for someone's hand to start shaking when holding a cup of tea.
Tea, as in the hot drink we all love.
That's it. The results showed that the average time was 4 minutes and 33 seconds. They also demonstrated that it's all down to a combination of the size of the cup, the amount of tea in the cup, and the way you hold it.
Fascinating, but also rather obvious. So, the winner?
Well, this year's overall winner was Dr. Stuart Dean for his research into why people's hair was turning green in the town of Lochlead, England. His initial assumption was that the drinking water was to blame. So he analysed the water for levels of copper, as this metal is known to turn hair green. Initially, he found that the levels of copper in the water pipes were normal. However, further research demonstrated that hot water left overnight in the pipes peeled copper from the pipes and water heaters. This led to very high levels of copper in the morning. So, people who had a shower early in the day were affected because of the very high levels of copper in the water at this time, and this was turning people's hair green. He discovered that the problems were most severe in new houses, where the pipes didn't have a protective layer. As a result, people in new houses in the area who wanted to avoid having green hair were told to wash their hair in cold water, to have a shower after midday, or to move to an older house.
Incredible. So, what?